Trending now. Trending now.
Quick accident roundup. N1 southbound just before the Buccleuch interchange in Midrand. Rivonia Road on the way out to Four Ways on the N1 Western Bypass. On the Mike 1 southbound at Houghton Estates. On the N3 southbound on the way to the Galilee's interchange. And on the N12 coming into Bedford View. As well as on the N3 southbound almost in Germiston.
Reacties stroom in na Media 24 se aankondiging dat 5 koerante nie meer gedruk gaan word teen die einde van September nie. Hier is die Kommunikasiewerkersunie se reaksie by monde van Nathan Bowers.
Why did they not go into a process of reskilling workers, trying to restructure their business to ensure that workers remain in jobs?
In nuus vanaf die Demokratiese Republiek die Kongo, Paus Francis het die afgelope naweek opnuut gevra vir vrede in die Demokratiese Republiek die Kongo. Hy sê heel party Christene word op grond van hul geloof in die gebied vermoor en vra dat die internasionale gemeenskap alles in die stryd werp om die geweld in die land se ooste stop te sit. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6, maar vir nou eers kyk ons wat gebeur in die sakewêreld. Robert Cameron van Fisher Dugmore Sekuriteite sê daar's heelwat opwinding eerder in die markte, dit na die aankondiging van 'n regering van nasionale eenheid, want daar is nou volgens hom hoop op meer beleggersvriendelike omgewing.
Dit was 'n groot partytjie vandag op die JSE, die indeks vir alle aandele styg met 'n ysklike 3,8%. Op indeksvlak is die finansiële indeks 6,9% beter, industriële indeks 2,8% sterker en die hulpbron is 1,3% op. Op aandeelvlak sien ons Truwe styg met 'n ysklike 11,2%, Sasol 10,3% op, Clicks 9,8%, Bidwest 9,4%, Fushini Groep 9% en Sanlam ook 9%.
Hy sê banke het ook heelwat groei getoon in die algemeen, so tussen 6 en 9%. Dit was egter nie 'n goeie dag vir almal nie, soos maatskappye met aandele in die buiteland.
Richemont verloor 2,2%, BHP 1,8% swakker, Anglo American 1,5% swakker en Anheuser-Busch 1% af. Die rand verbeter rondom 0,8% teenoor die dollar, die euro en die pond. Opbrengs op die 186 staatsefek het geval met 2,6% vandag na 9,86%. Dit dui op groter vertroue in die land se skuld.
'n Dollar in die stadium van die geveg R18,08, 'n euro R19,42 en 'n pond R22,95. Goud verhandel teen $2,324.33 per fyn ons en olie teen $85.08 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. Jordan Hendrikse will be starting at fly half, and that's a signature selection for Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus as he takes a peek into the future. And this ahead of Saturday's first international of the season. It's against Wales, happening at Twickenham in London. As anticipated, Rasmus decided to use this game as an opportunity to spread the selection net ahead of the Ireland series and also the Castlelager Rugby Championship that's coming on later in the season. And Star Lions halfback Sanelo Nahamba, well, he's been named the 2023-24 URC Player of the Season. He's 25 years old and he's made a remarkable couple of performances at scrum half and fly half for the Lions, and it's caught the attention of many South Africans. Tunisian Nasreddine Nabi, well, he's been named reportedly as the new Kaizer Chiefs coach. According to kickoff.com earlier today, Nabi signed a contract with the Amakhosi. All that's left for the side now from Naturena is to make the announcement. And Dricus du Plessis will make his first title defense of the UFC middleweight division against bitter rival Israel Adesanya. And that's going to be happening in Perth in Australia on the 17th of August. And the clash will be the feature fight of UFC 305. And second seed Alex de Minaur suffered a first round exit at the Queen's Club earlier today, crumbling to Lorenzo Musetti in 3 sets.